Yvonne Johnson grew up in Langley playing street hockey with her older brothers and skating on the local ponds. But when her brothers began playing ice hockey, she was left on the sidelines, longing to participate. However, there was no girls' hockey team in her area at the time. A film shown at her school about ringette opened up a new option for her. The new ice sport just for girls was first invented by Sam Jacks in Ontario in 1963. Ringette is similar to hockey but faster, Johnson explained. It's more of a passing game. The ring has to be passed over each blue line, she said. Ringette also has some basketball or lacrosse strategies such as zone play or shot clock. In short order, the ice sport started up in Langley by Gertrude Trudy Cuthbert in 1973, a member of the Langley Recreation Commission, founding member of the Langley Family Life Association, and director of the Langley Big Sister organization. Ringette was first played at the Alder Grove Arena, and then the Langley Civic Center, now the George Preston Recreation Center. The first ringette association in BC was called the Langley Municipality Ringette, and the teams were named after their sponsors, such as Big O Tires and Ray and Bob's Farm Girls. Eventually, it grew popular enough that the association split into two rival associations, Langley Ringette and Aldergrove Ringette, only to amalgamate again 20 years later as the Fraser Valley Ringette Association. Local politics and opinions at the time about women and girls in sports played a role in the invention of ringette, Shannon Bettles, director of promotions for the Lower Mainland Ringette League, said. We feel this history today by being one of the largest associations in BC. This goes to show how important ringette alumni and their families have been in promoting and supporting the sport over the decades, Bettles said. In a 1973 interview with the Langley Advance, Cuthbert said 300 girls had expressed interest in playing an ice sport, and stated that, recreation is just as important for girls as it is for boys. For Johnson, that rang true. I was so excited about it that as soon as I got home that day, I told my mom all about this wonderful new opportunity and asked her if I could join ringette, she shared. Johnson has played ever since, for 50 consecutive years. She enjoys the teamwork and camaraderie. Ringette is a team sport in which no player can go end-to-end with the ring, Johnson noted. Though she plays locally, Johnson has attended tournaments out of town and played against one of the first teams to travel to Canada from Finland. She was also selected to represent BC at the national championships a few times. An annual tournament, the Michelle Vandale Memorial Spirit of Winter Ringette Tournament, is one of the largest tournaments held currently and was named in honor of Johnson's late stepdaughter. Vandale passed tragically and unexpectedly in 2009. In the years prior, she was involved with the Fraser Valley Ringette Association as a player, coach, and board member. She proved herself to be truly dedicated, not only to the sport but to the players that she coached and mentored, Johnson commented. Michelle led by example, striving to be the best that she could be, to work together as a team, and to display good sportsmanship in any situation. While the season typically runs September to mid-March, there are intakes, opportunities to try the sport, and off-season tournaments often held during the summer months. For anyone interested in joining ringette, Johnson recommends connecting with their local or provincial association. The Triad events can be found at ringettebc.ca. For more information on the history of ringette and how it got its start in BC right here in Aldergrove, people can visit bcringettehistory.ca.